For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Confirmation hearings begin on Tuesday for U.S. Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. Democratic Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois tells Fox News Sunday he's concerned that the Trump administration is withholding information on Kavanaugh.
The assertion of executive privilege by the White House to take 100,000 documents and say the American people will not get a chance to see them as they reflect on Kavanaugh's background is the first time in history. This denial of access to documents violates a rule that we thought was the tradition of the Senate.
Republican Lindsey Graham on Fox News Sunday.
If he does well at the hearing, he will get, my belief is, 55 or higher. If he does well, and I'm sure he will do well.
Senate Democrat Dick Durbin.
He comes before us at a time when people are concerned about whether this president or any president is above the law.
You're listening to USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Confirmation hearings begin on Tuesday for U.S. Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. Democratic Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois tells Fox News Sunday he's concerned that the Trump administration is withholding information on Kavanaugh.
The assertion of executive privilege by the White House to take 100,000 documents and say the American people will not get a chance to see them as they reflect on Kavanaugh's background is the first time in history. This denial of access to documents violates a rule that we thought was the tradition of the Senate.
Republican Lindsey Graham on Fox News Sunday.
If he does well at the hearing, he will get, my belief is, 55 or higher. If he does well, and I'm sure he will do well.
Senate Democrat Dick Durbin.
He comes before us at a time when people are concerned about whether this president or any president is above the law.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
A moving tribute to Senator John McCain as he is laid to rest at the U.S. Naval Academy. A flyover of military jets performed a missing man formation in honor of the Navy pilot who was shot down over Vietnam and held prisoner for 5.5 years. After a private memorial service, there was a procession to the gravesite where McCain was laid to rest next to his lifelong friend, Admiral Chuck Larson. The race for governor of Florida has already turned into a political scramble. Tallahassee Mayor and Democratic candidate Andrew Gillum spoke on Meet the Press. He was asked about Republican contender Ron DeSantis and his comments, as well as the racist robocalls that were said to be paid for by a neo-Nazi group.
We cannot afford to weaponize race and to go to the bottom of the barrel here. And honestly, people are going to take their cues from what their leadership says. And in this case, Ron DeSantis is the leader.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
NATO forces now have a new commander as the 17-year-long war against the Taliban drags on in Afghanistan. With more, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
U.S. Army General Scott Miller taking over command in Kabul Sunday as Washington continues to deal with that long war against the Taliban there. The former commander of the U.S. Joint Special Operation Command saying at a ceremony that American forces cannot afford to be complacent. The U.S. has been working to increase pressure on the Taliban.